Lost for Words by Edward St. Aubyn. Read by Alex Jennings. Chapter 1. When that Cold War relic, Sir David Hampshire, had approached him about becoming chair of the Elysian Prize Committee, Malcolm Craig asked for 24 hours to consider the offer. He had a visceral dislike of Hampshire, the epitome of a public school mandarin, who had still been permanent secretary at the Foreign Office when Malcolm was a new Member of Parliament. After he retired, Hampshire took on the usual bushel of non-executive directorships that were handed out to people of his kind, including a position on the board of the Elysian Group, where he had somehow fallen into the role of selecting the committees for their literary prize. His breadth of experience and range of contacts were always cited as the justification, but the truth was that David liked power of any sort, the power of influence, the power of money, and the power of patronage. Malcolm's doubts were not confined to Hampshire. Elysian was a highly innovative but controversial agricultural company. It numbered among its products some of the world's most radical herbicides and pesticides, and was a leader in the field of genetically modified crops, crossing wheat with Arctic cod to make it frost-resistant, or lemons with bullet ants to give them extra zest. Their giraffe carrots had been a great help to the busy housewife, freeing her to peel a single carrot for Sunday lunch instead of a whole bunch or bag. Nevertheless, environmentalists had attacked one Elysian product after another, claiming that it caused cancer, disrupted the food chain, destroyed bee populations, or turned cattle into cannibals. As the noose of British, European, and American legislation closed around it, the company had to face the...